everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Zephos and Honeydew in Minecraft. My name is Anna, and I bring you this podcast a few times during the week. And I also have available for you the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. And if you're interested for your smartphones, the app is also available in iTunes called A Cup of English. Zephos and Honeydew in Minecraft. This title is the kind that gets attention, isn't it? I first heard about these two characters a few days ago. My three boys play an online game called Minecraft. It's actually quite fabulous. It's an unending arena where you can discover and create different worlds made out of blocks. My son's favourites are the survival worlds, where you have to find raw materials, such as wood, edible plants, animals, tools, and fire. In order to survive and prosper, you must build yourself a house and be in it by nightfall. The reason is that zombies, or creepers, come out at night and attack you if you're not safely hidden in your house. Every day I hear of their new discoveries, such as exotic animals or useful tools of some kind, diamonds, gold, enemies, friends, and even lava. It's hugely popular and globally played and loved. I can see why. If you have a look at Minecraft, you'll see that it is a perfect combination of computer game, interaction, creativity, and adventure. My boys tell me all the time how educational it is. Mum, you have to read a little, and even type. And you know, compared to a lot of the mindless, destructive video games out there, Minecraft is superior, because a player not only has to be creative and curious, but he can add his own personal touch in a world of his choice. As with many online games, you have the ability to chat with other players. Mind you, you have to be careful what you say. If you accidentally offend a person who has created the world that you are in, you get banned. There are rules. Two people who know these rules very well are Zephos and Honeydew. They are gurus of the Minecraft world. In fact, they have made their knowledge and practice of this game into profit. They have a website with up-to-date video blogs of their Minecraft activity and discoveries. They are two young English gentlemen who are friends and devoted gamers. They give regular commentaries while they game together in the same world in Minecraft. They have what we call in England the gift of the gab, which means an ability to talk and entertain. They are funny, expressive, and energetic, and other gamers, like my boys, love to follow their progress and listen to their advice. They battle evil characters, build detailed and unusual homes, and even search other people's homes and burrow items that they find. The accumulation of riches is an important theme in Minecraft, and Zephos and Honeydew are expert miners who manage to collect all kinds of precious metals and gems from the ground. I have come to terms with the fact that my boys are addicted to this game, as are millions of others. And thanks to Zephos and Honeydew, they will be encouraged to continue for a long time. Related vocabulary and expressions. Raw materials. Raw materials are materials that are obtained from nature and have not yet been processed. Some examples of raw materials are rock, wood, metals that have come straight from the mine, and unrefined oil and gases that are collected from the earth. Raw materials are materials that are obtained from nature and have not yet been processed. Some examples of raw materials are rock, wood, metals that have come straight from the mine, and unrefined oil and gases that are collected from the earth. Nightfall. We must find shelter before nightfall. As soon as it gets dark, who knows what dangers will appear in this forest? We must find shelter before nightfall. As soon as it gets dark, who knows what dangers will appear in this forest? Up to date. If you want to download from iTunes, you should get an up-to-date version of it first. You can get an update on the website. If you want to download iTunes, you should get an up-to-date version of it first. You can get an update on the website. Gems. Look at the gems in the Queen's crown. They are so beautiful. There must be 10 different kinds. Look at the gems in the Queen's crown. They're so beautiful. There must be 10 different kinds. Gems, or gem, can also be used as a compliment for a thing or a person using the word of. Examples. He's a gem of a person. He'll do anything to help. He's a gem of a person. He'll do anything to help. We bought a gem of an antique car. There is no other like it. We bought a gem of an antique car. There's no other like it. I've just finished reading a gem of a novel. It's probably the best I've read in 10 years. I've just finished reading a gem of a novel. It's probably the best I've read in 10 years. Well, thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There'll be many more coming your way. And thank you to those of you who are emailing me at acupofenglish@live.com or acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And remember, you are all welcome to join me on my Facebook page, which is Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.